Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As we come to Psalm 20, we find that the nation of Israel was in an intense situation. They were about to go to war against the enemies of God. And King David was about to lead his army into battle. But before he went out to fight, he went into the tabernacle and he offered sacrifices to the Lord. And he asked him for his blessing so that he might have victory over the enemies of God. And certainly, there is a lesson to learn here for us as well. Before we do anything in our lives, as those who belong to the Lord, we should pray. Because as many of us well know, life is a battle, isn't it? A battle that we face every day of our lives. So, we need prayer to face that battle. And so, in Psalm 20, the people gather together and they pray. And with their example as our guide, we should also pray for victory over the evil that is all around us today. Our battle is a spiritual battle against the enemy of our soul, who cannot be defeated except by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. So this psalm is a psalm for us today. And as the people looked to the Lord, they prayed for their king, they prayed for his army, and they prayed for their nation. And as we gather together, we pray for victory for us and for all those who are in the battle for the souls of men. Because the enemy has come to deceive us. He's come to confuse us. He's come to kill and to destroy, and he will show no mercy to us. Just look around you. He's tearing us to shreds, isn't he? And so in verse 1, the people say, "May the Lord God answer you as you pray to him in the day of trouble, in the day of affliction, and in the day of persecution. Just as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was strengthened for all that he was about to endure. So we pray for the strength to endure what we must face as those who belong to him. Trouble may come crashing down all around us like thunder and like lightning, but we know, we are sure that our prayers are heard as they rise above the storm. May the holy name of the God of Jacob," it says, "who is our defender and who is our deliverer, may he set you securely on high and protect you from harm according to his name, according to his faithfulness to us, for he is faithful and true. just as he took Jesus through the agony of the cross. And now he has set him at his right hand in the glory of heaven. But as you know, our days of trouble are not yet over. And so our Savior continues to intercede for us on our behalf to God the Father in heaven. May he send help to you from the sanctuary, the psalmist prays in verse 2. Kodesh in Hebrew, from his holy place in heaven. May the prayers of those who pray for you, those who belong to the Lord, may they support you, Sa'ad in Hebrew, and may they sustain you and uphold you from Zion, from the dwelling place of God on earth, even as his people gather together today, each week, to pray. So in verse 3, the people cry out to the Lord and they say, may God remember and value all of your meal offerings, all of your grain offerings, the flat bread that was broken into pieces and that was burned on the altar, a sign of commitment and a sign of sacrifice to the Lord by the one who was making that offering, a sign of thanksgiving. But that offering was not made unless an animal was also sacrificed as a burnt offering, a picture of our need of a sacrifice for our sin. And the meal offering, the grain offering, was placed on top of the burnt offering so that the blood of that animal came into contact with that meal offering. Think about that. The picture is clear, isn't it? All that we do, all that we are, all that we offer to the Lord is not worthy of him unless we rest in the sacrifice of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was consumed as a burnt offering for our sin. And so in verse 3, the people say, may the Lord find your burnt offerings acceptable. May we rest in the sacrifice of Christ alone as the only ground upon which we stand before God. Selah, the psalmist says in Hebrew at the end of verse 3, which means pause for a moment and think about these things. Think about your life. The offering of our Lord on the cross has made the offering of ourselves acceptable to God the Father. So before we move forward, before we take another step, let us pause for a moment and remember the cross. So in verse 4, the people say, may the Lord grant you the desire of your heart, your desire to glorify him in your lives. And may he fulfill Malach. May he bring to pass all of your counsel, Etzah in Hebrew, all of your plans, as they are in line with the will of God in Christ. just as Jesus had singleness of mind, singleness of heart to do the will of his Father in heaven. So in Christ, the people say in verse 5, we celebrate. We sing for joy over the victory against the enemies of the Lord. We are confident that he will bring it to pass. And so in the name of our God, according to his character, according to his faithfulness, we will lift up our banners on high. We will wave the flag to announce the victory as we rejoice in him. May the Lord fulfill all of your petitions, it says. Mishalach in Hebrew. All that you ask of him that glorifies his name. Now I know, the psalmist says in verse 6. Now I finally understand from my experience over the years that the Lord saves, that he delivers his anointed ones from harm, those who belong to him. In Christ, he brings us the victory. So he will answer us from his holy heaven with the saving strength and with the power of his right hand, just as he delivered Jesus from the grave. And now he sits at the right hand of God the Father in power and in glory. Yet, it says in verse 7, some people boast in their war chariots as their warriors unleash their weapons of destruction. Some boast in their battle horses as their cavalry thunders across the battlefield. But we will boast, Zaher in Hebrew. We will confidently rest in the name of the Lord our God, who has chosen us as his people. But the reality is this. The enemies of God appear to have triumphed today. But don't fear. Do not lose heart. Their time to fall is at hand. And in the mind of God, they have already bowed down and been subdued and fallen. They've already been defeated. Their chariots will burn and their horses will perish. But victory in Jesus is the inheritance of his people. So just as Jesus has risen from the grave, so we will rise and stand upright, restored in Christ. So save us, O Lord, the people cry out in verse 9. And so we cry out with them. May the King of Kings answer us in the day that we call upon him. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.